After a last-minute change of heart by the Lamont administration, hair salons and barbershops were not supposed to welcome their customers back Wednesday as the state began to reopen. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports, one Stonington barbershop defied the official order and got back to business.
You can have a seat right here on my chair. How
are you doing? I'm doing great.
It's just after 9:30 Wednesday morning, and barber Kat Thibodeau seats her first customer of the day at Modern Barber and Shave. In fact, her first customer since March.
I'm feeling really good, and I'm feeling excited to see my customers after a two-month hiatus and catch up.
But according to state guidelines, Thibodeau shouldn't be open at all. After initially saying in April that barbers and hair salons would be in the first wave of businesses to reopen, Monday, Governor Ned Lamont changed his mind after hearing feedback that many in the industry didn't feel safe. Thibodeau says financially she has to open.
It's honestly been a really dark time, and now I've had to completely turn my business on its head, but I'm willing to do anything I can not to lose it.
And so far, local authorities are working with her. Katie Baldwin of Ledgelight Health District paid the business a courtesy visit Wednesday.
It's a little unclear at this time who has the enforcement authority of the executive order. So today, I wasn't saying that she could not open. I wasn't saying that she could open. I was simply stopping in to make sure that she was able to comply with the reopen rules.
The line of customers on the porch at Modern Barber and Shave attests to the pent-up demand. And for John Alfaro, that first customer in the chair, he says it's more than just a haircut. It's about supporting a local entrepreneur.
I know what she's done to build this business. I know what she's done to keep it clean. And she's put every practice in place, and she deserves this. She really deserves this.
Thibodeau says she has bookings through June. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.